Alaska Extension Almanac.
Corn silage could be an option for feeding beef cows this winter. Today we hear from two Extension educators, Rick Rasby and Alfredo DiConstanzo, about the conditions this past growing season that might make corn silage a good option for feed this winter.
I think many times from a cow-calf producer's standpoint, corn silage as a feeder source is not on the radar screen. And so I think the idea behind what Alfredo and I did in this Beef Watch article is it probably needs to be on your radar screen, especially when you take a look at the growing conditions that we've had this year. And the other thing is that it prices itself into a ration, especially when you take a look at a ration for a beef cow in late gestation and even in early lactation. It prices in itself very economically.
That is correct, Rick. And I think this year there's some opportunities, especially for cow-calf operators that are in areas where farming occurs. You know, some people may find themselves with less than desirable corn plantings out there that might make very good cow feed. As you indicated, it's something producers need to look at.
Yeah, and Alfredo, when I think about the idea of pricing it in as a feed resource, but there's sure enough some things a producer wants to think about if they're going to feed corn silage to beef cattle. And, you know, I think about the idea, do they have a mixer wagon? And so what are some of the thoughts that you have in that area?
Yeah. So, you know, even before we get to that point, obviously we're talking about in many cases, drought stressed corn, especially if you come to the east side. And so very likely this is a year of need for us to understand the nitrate concentration in those feeds, and we can come back to that. But back to the equipment needs, not everybody has a mixer wagon, not everybody has a payloader and all of the other items that are needed. But if, you know, if it's something you're able to do this year, one of the biggest things is obviously getting it packed well, whether it's a custom crew that does that and then or your neighbors that help you do that. And then feeding it out, there's a number of options out there. Some people may even use a bag, Rick, and then, you know, put it in an ag bag and then set up a front so that cows can push into that ag bag and consume feed out of the bag themselves rather than us delivering it.
Yeah, I think that's a good comment. I really appreciate what you talked about earlier, Alfredo, and the idea that especially that corn that's been grown under stress, there is a little bit of concern in regards to nitrates. And typically sometimes we'll talk about setting that cutter head up just a little bit. But the idea of you know, it goes through the fermentation phase and nitrates are reduced by anywhere from 40 to 60%. So I don't know how important it is to set the cutter head up all that much.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I mean, just knowing what you got, and I'd like to see a green chop sample submitted for most nutrients so that, and this year I probably would include nitrate. And then a sample once we open the pile so that we can see what all we recovered from nutrients that went in and that are now coming out off the pile.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And the other thing is that when you think about some of the drought stressed corn put up as silage, the nutrient value isn't all that bad as compared to normal, Alfredo. That surprises me.
That is correct. You know, even sometimes, I mean, on some of the work we've done in the past, the concentration of corn grain or the ratio of corn grain to forage material it pretty much remains in that 45 to 50%. Interestingly, even if the yields drop to 130, 110 bushels to the acre, so it retains a fairly decent energy value. Maybe obviously it's going to cost a little more because you got to cover more ground to get the same tonnage. And that's something to keep in consideration. I know in the article, we have a description of what that cost might be. And, you know, anywhere in the range of $55 to $65 a ton put up might be what it costs this year.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.